Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, it's been a tough couple of months for Mo here, and maybe this is going to be the thing that turns it all around.
I don't usually feel accomplished. Like, for some odd reason, no matter what I do in my life, I don't know how to explain it, but it never feels like I really did anything.
I think I share this with you, so I think I can explain it. It's just like, it's what you do, so you don't spend a whole bunch of time and like giving yourself credit for it, and then you're just ready to move on to the next thing.
Exactly that. And yeah. Even when people around me are like trying to celebrate it, I don't feel it like they feel it. And this was one of the few times in life I think I've actually felt a bit accomplished. And it's because, so for those who may not know, I have a music journey that dates back over 15 years. And I started writing music when I was right out of college for Murder, Inc. at the time. And I used to write for Lloyd and Ashanti and help like all of the bigger artists create these songs. But at the time, I fell off of making my own music because the success of making music just wasn't happening fast enough for me. So I just stopped and decided to go on about my life. And I kind of felt like it was the first time I was letting a dream go, because that's what I've always wanted to do. And it felt like it's just not for me. And so years went by, maybe 10 years or so, and I'd realized that I'd never made my own album. Like, I'd helped a lot of other artists create their own album, and I've made a lot of songs throughout the years, but I never had a project that I can fully say was mine from top to bottom and built it, and I did that. And finally, I realized I had writer's block for so long. And I'm now starting to realize that when it comes to music, it's not like comedy for me. Where comedy, I can pull from anywhere and I can create content. But music, it's almost like I have to be going through something. Like, I just have to be in a dark place to create good music. And I hate that, but it's just something to it, because I can't make music when I'm happy.
So I have a question for you real quick. So when is the last time things were going so well in your life that you couldn't get into a studio and you couldn't write anything because you had nothing to fall back on?
I would say probably the first, not the last 3 years, but the 3 years before that. Like, I had a pretty much up until COVID, I would say. Like, okay. Going like those few years leading up to COVID, I just didn't have much to complain about. My life was a lot better at that point than it had ever been. And for some odd reason, when I would go and try to write songs, I just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe this is really over for me. But then COVID hit and my grandma passed, and I had nothing but time and emotions. That was literally all I had. And I went into the studio for about a week, and I created an entire album off of the idea of my engineer with a couple songs I made. He was like, bro, you need to keep making songs. And he even said, like, because if your songs go big, I go big. So keep doing this. And I did. And I ended up making what at the time was my first album, and it did really well. People received it really well. I didn't expect that at all. And I thought I was done. I felt like, all right, I did it. Like, I got it out the way, one and done. And then as time would go past, people started, of course, it's like when you win your Super Bowl, the first thing they say is, are you going to win the next one next year? Like, I just wanted to do this, and I thought I was finished. And I attempted to go back and write, and it felt like for some reason it was pressure this time. Like, the first album, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what it would sound like. I didn't even know if it would do well. I just made it to make it. But this time was different, because it felt like now I have to top the first one. Like, if I gave people a great project, I shouldn't make a second one if it's not going to be at least as good. What would the point even be? Like, I should leave it there. And then I kept trying to write, and it was happening the same. Again, it was happening writer's block, writer's block, writer's block. And then life started to happen. Life started lifing for a while. And I just kept going through things, like one thing after another, one thing after another, whether it was family stuff or stuff with my friends, stuff with just life stuff. And it hit me again. I don't know what happened, but I went into like this place of the only true outlet I feel like I have when I'm in those places is music. That is it. Nothing else does it. I just feel like I'm really expressing myself in the best way that I know how, which is creatively. And so I started going into the studio again. I went into the studio about three times and made as many songs as I could, which turned out to be about 12 songs. And we're in the studio the last time I was there over the weekend, and I'm kind of just listening to them. And so a couple friends of mine and a girl that I'm dating, shout out to them, because they started listening to the music and kind of putting it in their own order, like telling me to shut up. Like, Mo, you did your part. just let it go. Because I'm like trying to take songs off and put songs on. And they literally just listened to each one and kind of put it in order. And by the time they were done, it told the story. Like, it told the story in a way that I didn't even realize I had told the story. And it just flowed so well that I knew it. In that moment, I'm like, I'm done. I did it. Like, I officially made my second album. And I think it's even better than my first, because I didn't make this album for anybody. I didn't make this album for people to go, wow, he does make good music. I just made what I felt. I really just went with my heart. And in listening to it in total, like once I heard it, I was like, this is pretty damn good.
So when do we get our hands on it?
I'll play some songs next week.
Okay.
I'll play some songs next week. Let y'all get some samples.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate
fantastic.
It.
That's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
The Burt Show.